Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
For the past few weeks, we've been trekking through the book of Acts, looking at the foundation for the mission of the church. Today we turn the page to Acts chapter 2, which is the birth of the church, the beginning of the church age that was founded on the day of Pentecost. Recently, while looking at this chapter in Acts chapter 2, I came across an interesting statement by two different theologians who said almost the exact same thing concerning the importance of the day of Pentecost. R.C. Sproul and also Albert Mohler both stated that of all the major historical events in the history of mankind, Acts chapter 2 ranks number 3 of the most important events in the history of the world. The first most important event in history is, of course, the creation of the world that points us to the need of the Savior and the promise of the Savior, which is what the whole Old Testament is about. But then the second most important event in the world history is the first coming of Christ. This includes Christ's birth, death, and resurrection, and all the events recorded in the Gospels that declare to us that this promised one, our Lord and Savior, has come. And the third most important event in world history is the day of Pentecost that's recorded for us here in Acts chapter 2 with the birth of the church and the giving of the Holy Spirit that marks out for us not only the beginning of the church, but also the mission of the church to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth until Jesus comes again. But in order to understand the importance of Pentecost, we need to dig a little deeper into Acts chapter 2 to understand the fulfillment of Pentecost, the picture of Pentecost, and also the purpose of Pentecost. But for today, let's just look at the first one, the fulfillment of Pentecost. The opening verse in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, begins by saying, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Then if you jump to verses 16 and 18, that same chapter, Peter says that this day, on the day of Pentecost, was actually the fulfillment of prophecy. Acts 2, 16 and 18 is a direct quote taken from the Old Testament by the Apostle Peter, who says, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Two questions here. What does it mean that the day of Pentecost was fully come? And secondly, what does the feast of Pentecost in the Old Testament have to do with the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birth of the church in the New Testament? In other words, what's the connection between the Old Testament day of Pentecost and what's happening here in the New Testament on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2? In order to answer that, we need to understand the Day of Pentecost connections, which include the harvest connection, the law connection, and the spirit connection to the Day of Pentecost, all in fulfillment of Scripture. First of all, let's look at the harvest connection to Pentecost. It begins by understanding when the Feast of Pentecost actually fell on the Jewish calendar. The Feast of Pentecost was also known as the Feast of Weeks, was not only one of the 7 feasts of the Lord described in Leviticus chapter 23, but also one of the 3 major feasts where all the Jewish males were required to go up to Jerusalem for wherever they were living 3 times a year. This included the Feast of Passover that was coupled with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Secondly, the Feast of Pentecost, also known as the Feast of Weeks, which we're talking about here in Acts chapter 2. And then thirdly, the 3rd major feast was the Feast of Tabernacles, that's also known as the Feast of Booths. But the Feast of Pentecost took place 50 days after the Feast of First Fruits, which is why the Feast of Pentecost is also called the Feast of Weeks. It took place after the Feast of First Fruits, 7 weeks plus 1 day, 50 days. But get this, in the New Testament, the Feast of First Fruits is on what day? It's on Resurrection Day, the day that Jesus arose from the dead, because Jesus is our first fruits of all those who will be resurrected one day, who have put their faith, their trust in Him. But then, after the Feast of First Fruits, 50 days later, 7 weeks plus 1 day, when the Feast of Pentecost came, it was all about what? It was all about harvest time, celebrating the ingathering of the first wheat crop. You know, none of this is by accident. It is actually, these biblical feasts are picture prophecy, where the Feast of Pentecost prophetically on God's calendar marks out the beginning of the mission of the church, which is all about what? The ingathering of the harvest of God's people from the fields of the world until Jesus comes again. In other words, biblically and prophetically, what time is it right now on God's calendar? It's harvest time. This harvest time of the mission of the church extends from the day of Pentecost all the way until our Lord comes again. You know, just this past week, I traveled down to Jacksonville, Illinois, to meet with a couple of pastors and a lady who have a passion to get the after-school Good News Clubs into every school in Jacksonville School District. That's all 7 schools. And while I was down there meeting with them, one of the pastors who was from an African-American church said, you know, one of my congregation members just said to me, I'm tired of being in the church. I want to get out of the church. At first, when the pastor shared that with us, we all looked kind of shocked, but then he explained it. The pastor said, our mission, our calling as the body of Christ, the church, is to get out of the church and to go out into the community and take Jesus and the church to them. Now, that's what I call having a harvest mindset of what the church is to be about, which aligns with the day of Pentecost here in Acts chapter 2. Why? Because it's harvest time, not only inside the church, but outside the church in the harvest field of the world. The day of Pentecost was fully come not only because of the harvest connection to Pentecost, but also because of the law connection to Pentecost. You know, most people would not readily recall that according to the Old Testament in the book of Exodus back in chapter 19, that there were 50 days between the coming out of Egypt, the coming out of Exodus, until the Israelites came to Mount Sinai in the wilderness for the giving of God's law. This included the giving of God's law, included the Ten Commandments, plus everything else in the Torah. From Exodus chapter 20 forward, the purpose of the law was twofold: to declare to the people what is good, right, and holy, God's standards, and then to show to the people that they were not good, right, and holy according to God's standards. In other words, the purpose of the law's function in the Old Testament was to be like a two-way mirror. First, the purpose of the law is to reflect who God is, His holy standards, in order to be in a right relationship with God. And then again, like that two-way mirror, and then second, to reflect back to us who we are, who man is, and why we have failed God's holy standards, and why we are unable in ourselves to be in a right relationship with holy God. The ultimate purpose of the law, again, is to show us why we need a Savior, because we are not law keepers, we are lawbreakers. Actually, in the New Testament, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 puts it simply. It says that the purpose of the law is to drive us to Christ. You know, the day of Pentecost had fully come because it brought together all three of these concepts, the harvest connection, the law connection, and now the spirit connection to Pentecost. Again, what's the harvest connection? The mission and the purpose of the church says it's harvest time right now until Jesus comes again. The law connection is that 50-day celebration of the giving of the law reminder that reminds us again that the law's purpose is to what? To point us to Christ, of why we need a Savior who will both fulfill the law for us on our behalf and also take the punishment, the curse of the law for us on our behalf. But there's not only a harvest connection, a law connection, but also, like we said before, there is a spirit connection to the day of Pentecost. And this is what Peter was referencing in Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 18. He says that this day specifically marked the time period called the last days, which is the fulfillment of the pouring out of God's Spirit upon His people. And when is the last days, according to God's word? They're that biblical time period that spans between Christ's first and second coming. So literally, according to God's word, we are right now, we're living in the last days. You know, I looked at a recent study that compared these two different time periods between the Old Testament period of the giving of the law and the New Testament period of the giving of the Holy Spirit. And it contrasts like this. For example, the giving of the law in the Old Testament was external, but in the New Testament, the giving of the Spirit was internal. The law in the Old Testament was written on tablets of stone, but in the New Testament, the Spirit wrote and writes the law on fleshly tables of the heart. The law in the Old Testament condemned us and killed us, but the Spirit in the New Testament transforms us and makes us alive. The law in the Old Testament His purpose is to point us to Christ. And in the New Testament, the Spirit's point is to give us new life because of Christ. But what does all this mean? The fulfillment of the day of Pentecost is not about the gift of speaking in tongues or not, which is what people get tripped all over, but rather the fulfillment of the day of Pentecost is to show us how sinful man can be in a right relationship with Holy God, not by adherence and obedience to the law, because we can't, but by the heart transformation work of the Holy Spirit, all because of faith in the person and the work of Christ alone. In other words, the harvest connection, the law connection, and the Spirit connection points us straight to Jesus. You know, you may be sitting out there thinking, well, you know, this is good to know, but how does this apply to me? Or even how does it apply to the importance of reaching children, you know, your ministry, the future generation for Christ? The importance of the day of Pentecost is a constant reminder to us today that it is still harvest time when? Right now. But also it's important to understand that this harvest period, time, you know, it has a time limit to it, and it will only last for so long. In other words, it's harvest time right now until Jesus comes again. That means there are people of all ages, including children, who need to be gathered in from the harvest fields of the world and from the harvest fields in our community and our neighborhood next door, including reaching children in the public schools, for example, through an after-school Good News Club, to bring them salvation, the message of salvation, and to bring them to faith in Christ. People of all ages, both big and small, need to know the basic truths of the gospel, that they on their own can never measure up and be in a right relationship with God by keeping the law. It's impossible. Well, we know. Romans 3:23 says what? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory, the standard, the holy standard of God. We are not law keepers. We are law breakers. But this is exactly why Christ came, to both fulfill the law and to take the penalty of our breaking the law, all for us on our behalf. Through faith in Christ alone, we now can be forgiven of our sins and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. But also we have the empowerment, the infilling of the Holy Spirit who indwells God's people, and have the spiritual heart transformation to not only be God's people, but to be faithful servants of the Lord, working in the harvest fields of the world, reaching others until Jesus comes again. The day of Pentecost has now fully come, and it changes everything. The day of Pentecost, going forward from Acts chapter 2, is not only the birth of the church, but also it defines the mission of the church. And right now and every day until Jesus comes, it's harvest time. We appreciate so much you listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week as we continue our trek through the book of Acts. But until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.